But here we are today, and you're in the ranching business.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it you like about the ranching business?
Oh, I think the number one thing is that you're just close to nature. And I enjoy just going out and looking at a wonderful ranch. I don't have to do any work or own any part of it, or it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. What we have. And I enjoy, I used to buy a lot of my own cattle. There is no greater accomplishment than going out and buying one individual animal at a time and then put them all together and where you make them look like they all came from the same place, mm-hmm. As opposed to being big one and a little one and a thin one and a fat one and a small bone and a big bone. And so all those animals are even enough and enough alike that they all fit together. And that's an accomplishment in itself. And then the other thing is that the nature part of it, we've got, we're so blessed in Northeast Oklahoma, in the state as far as that goes, but particularly Northeast Oklahoma where we have the tall grass, big blue stem, little blue stem, Indian switchgrass. And one of the things that makes ranching profitable in this area is the fact that the cattle that come off here ready to market to the feedlot are one of the few places in the United States at that particular time of the year that are ready to go to the feedlot. Everything else comes later, either earlier or later. And as a consequence, it normally makes for a good market.
Yeah. What do you think about ranch land and people who want to get into it? It's tough now, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Unless you're probably born into it.
Oh, it's a high capital investment. You your return is limited simply because if you have a grass operation, you sell your cattle maybe once or twice a year, whereas a normal retailer, I'll give you a quick example, Walmart turns their chickens 240 times a year. So if they get a chicken in Walmart, a day and a half later, it's gone. So they say, take that dollar, and they turn that dollar 240 times a year. Whereas if you're in the ranching business, you're going to take the dollar that you got in your calf, and you're going to sell that dollar once a year. Mm-hmm. So you can see if you make just a little bit and turn it 240 times a year,
right,
that it's going to be much more profitable than it is just taking your dollars and turn them once a year. So that the business end of it is a difficult business to be in. The capital investment's the main thing.
Yeah.
And the best way to get started, I think, is a land lease. If you can get a long-term land lease, then you don't have that high capital investment. And if you've got a fixed cost of what your overhead is going to be. And then your variable costs are going to be your labor and your feed and all those things. So I think the way to do that for somebody that's not in it and wants to get in it is through some kind of a lease process.
So you're branching. Tell me the businesses you're in today.
Well, mainly we are in the ranching business. We've got two ranches up in Craig County, and we've given our children all their interest in the ranch down in Wagner, Rogers, and Tulsa County. And then we have a real estate company that owns shopping centers. So it's in the real estate end of it. And then we are in the banking business with RCB Bank. Yeah.